Hello, people. My name is Chimchi Caesar, and I know a lot of people don't like Mondays. So this segment is dedicated to giving you something better to think about. This is Better Mondays. So imagine, right? You meet somebody and, you know, they tell you, oh man, I want to do this, and this, and this, and I'm going to do this for you, man. I'm going to help you out. I'm going to make sure you're at this great place in life and you're going to be happier, right? I'm going to make sure you're happy. So they tell you all these things and then they just leave you, right? They come back and they're like, hey, what? You're broke, man. I'm going to make sure you have money. I'm going to do this and this and this and this and this, and I'm going to make sure you have money. And then they disappear. And then they come back. Hey, you what? You're this? You know what? I'm going to do this. And then again, they dip. They just leave you. Leave you hanging. How do you feel about that person? You wouldn't trust them again, right? So how do we expect to be with ourselves? You know, something I've been thinking about a lot and kind of reading a bit on is what betraying ourselves looks like. What setting goals for yourself, setting, oh, I'm going to do this, and then we don't do those things. What that does to yourself. I've been looking at myself and, like, you know, I sometimes have, you know, there's a thing of like, oh, imposter syndrome. I do have imposter syndrome. But I think on the other side of that is I have betrayed myself so much I no longer believe that I can do certain things. I've told myself too many times that, you know what, you're gonna get back in the gym. You're gonna get back to looking fit. You're gonna get back to just being fit. And then I don't do it. So much so that there are moments where I feel like I'm never gonna be fit again. There's so many things that I've told myself that I will do. And because I keep letting myself down, because I keep betraying myself, I no longer trust myself to the point where I can't even believe in myself. There's certain things that should be easy, but I find difficult sometimes simply because I have betrayed myself enough times trying to do those things well that I no longer believe that I can do them at all. And some of you are the same. Like some of you are never going to be in healthy relationships until you start to honor what you tell yourself. If you tell yourself, you know what, I'm going to work on myself for the next 6 months. For the next 6 months, I'm not going to talk to anybody. For the next 6 months, I'm going to be serious. I'm going to do this. If you then come back and just, oh, I met someone new, and so therefore I'm just going to skip all of this, that you're going to keep track of that. You have just betrayed yourself. And so do not be shocked if you, in this relationship, if you can't believe in yourself. Do not be shocked if in this relationship that you've betrayed yourself for, if this person mistreats you, if this person makes you feel a certain way, you are not going to see the value in yourself to be able to say, you know what, let me walk away from this relationship, because you already don't see yourself as someone who is worthy of keeping your own promises to yourself too. So, yeah, I think a lot of us, well, me, I don't know about y'all, but for me, I've noticed how many times I fail to keep my own promises to myself and how that makes me belittle myself, how that makes me feel like I'm not good enough, how that makes me feel like, man, I'll never be fit, man, I'll never be able to do work like this, man, I'll never be able to push my career to get to this level because I've betrayed myself so many times in so many different ways. And so, yeah, my question for you guys is what are the things you keep betraying yourself over. You keep telling yourself, oh man, I'm going to stop drinking, and then you're drinking again. Oh man, I'm not going to go back to so-and-so. Oh, and then you go back to so-and-so. Oh man, I'm not going to take this man back, and then you take that man back. Oh, I'm not going to do this, and then you do it. How many things are you doing that are you betraying yourself? And if you are honest with yourself, how many things about yourself, about your value, about who you are as a person, can you no longer see clearly because you've betrayed yourself so much you can only see yourself through the lens of someone who's been betrayed? So yeah, what are those things? I know that's heavy, right? My bad. But yeah, give me a feedback. ChimTC, ChimTC on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and on YouTube. And yeah, like I said, be faithful. How can you be faithful in the little things? How can you be faithful to yourself? How can you stay true to yourself? What measures do you need to put in place for you to stay true to the things that you tell yourself? Are you able to write down your vision, your plan? Are you able to tell people, be like, hey guys, I don't want to date for the next 6 months. Keep me accountable. Hey guys, I don't want to do this. Keep me accountable. Do you have people who can hold you accountable? Because you need to stay faithful in those little things. Luke 16:10 says, you know, if you're faithful in the little things, you'll be faithful in the large things. You cannot be trusted with big things. You cannot even think of yourself having big things if you keep betraying yourself in the small things. So yeah, man, let's do better. Let's stop betraying ourselves. Let's stay true to what we say to ourselves. Protect your life, man. Protect your life. I'm out.